Just when you thought Amazon couldn't come up with any more new ideas, out it comes with something called the Dash Button. GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop's here to explain how this could change your life if you wanted it to. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Marcy.
What is Amazon's new Dash Button?
So this is a button that is dedicated to specific products in your house. So, for example, if you're a Tide detergent user, I don't want to typecast you, Marcy, but if say, for example, if you were a Tide detergent user, you would have this Dash button, and if you were low on detergent, you would simply press it, and it would automatically put it into your order queue on Amazon, and 2 days later, if you were an Amazon Prime customer, it would show up at your door for free.
So would I have like a
free shipping, I should say.
Oh, free shipping.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to pay for the
right.
Tide detergent. Would I have a button for everything that I ever ordered?
Potentially, yes. That is the idea. And this is just the first step toward what Amazon is hoping to create. They've also come out with a new program called the Dash Replenishment Service. And this, for example, would allow you to have sensors in your Keurig machine or other household appliances around where you would need to reorder things. And it would automatically sense that you were low on your coffee pods and put them into your order queue, and they would show up as well. So you wouldn't even have to be involved with the process. Your devices would just know that they need something from Amazon, and they would show up. You're laughing, Marcy.
Laughing because are you sure this wasn't an April Fool's joke?
It's funny because it came out the day before April Fool's, and we were all asking ourselves that in the newsroom when it happened. And no, in fact, this is legit. This is something Amazon is pursuing. But the thing I like, at least in concept, about the replenishment service is a lot of times we ask ourselves, so wait, where is Amazon headed? What is the end game? And with something like this, you start to see it. It's pure automation. It's the idea that Amazon is at the center of the e-commerce world, and its tentacles are reaching out into your devices and working with them, not you.
So how is this tied to Amazon Prime?
So for the Amazon Dash button, it is for Amazon Prime members. That is the whole idea of it. The previous Amazon Dash device, which was something that you could actually speak into, which is out there, that is for Amazon Fresh customers, whereas this Dash button is something that is for Amazon Prime subscribers.
So those two services are not tied?
They are tied in some respects. Amazon Fresh is Amazon's grocery delivery
right.
service. And in many markets around the country, you need to be a sort of a Prime member on steroids to take advantage of Amazon Fresh. But Amazon Prime is the $99 a year subscription service where you get free two-day shipping and many other benefits.
Including TV shows. GeekWire's Todd Bishop is back with us, and we're talking about Amazon, because it seems like there's an endless supply of areas of the tech world into which Amazon has stuck a tentacle. I know that the Dash button and replenishment are not yet patented, but Amazon has applied for patents for these?
I assume so. A lot of these things we don't actually see for about a year and a half after they apply for the patents.
A couple of months back, we were talking about Amazon's foray in a couple of markets, mostly college-related markets,
right.
into actual brick-and-mortar stores. How does this Dash button connect to that expansion idea?
You know, it's just this whole concept of Amazon getting into retail and getting into the physical world by doing just about everything except opening a traditional retail store. You can see they're just coming up right to the edge. They have kiosks out there, which is what you're alluding to at mm-hmm. Purdue University, where it's a staffed store, but you still have these kiosks and lockers that you can get packages from. They have a store in a mall in San Francisco where it's staffed, but primarily kiosks that you can order from. So it's all this concept of Amazon getting out there, but doing everything but being a traditional retailer.
Does Amazon as a corporation have a mission statement?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I think they've got something like 17 principles or 15 principles that they go by. In terms of a concrete mission statement, I'm sure there's many Amazonians out there screaming into their radios
right now.
Well, you
guys, yeah, right. Email me it. You can write it to record@kow.org because when you hear about being able to buy both Tide detergent, see an award-winning show, Transparent, buy a book and buy shoes and buy lettuce. It's, you know, world domination.
It is. And I think they would express that. I think and the closest thing they have to a mission statement is to be Earth's most customer centric company. That is sort of the marketing spin on world domination.
Are there limits, do you think, to what Amazon can sell online this way?
Well, can you ship it? Can you deliver it? I mean, that is one thing that is the big question. You know, there are some things that are just, you know, physically impossible to deliver. I'm thinking, well, gosh.
Refrigerators? No.
You could do that. You could deliver cars too. You know, Amazon has also been experimenting with its own delivery service in San Francisco. In other words, covering that last mile by Amazon, replacing UPS and FedEx.
Oh, right, having its own delivery system.
Absolutely, and they're doing it in San Francisco. In fact, my colleague Blair Frank received an Amazon delivered package from one of their couriers, essentially. And this is something that they're testing there, and it really could at least help them pressure those traditional companies like the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx on prices, and then potentially even roll out their own across the country.
The only thing you asked, I guess, rhetorically, is there anything that cannot be delivered hot, prepared food? Is that part of their...
Yeah, absolutely. They're already doing that as well. There's the Amazon Local app, and they are offering food delivery through that. Now, Amazon itself is not delivering the food, but you can use it as an interface to order from those restaurants and then have it delivered by them. There was a great book last year or the year before by Brad Stone, The Everything Store. And in the conclusion, to get to your point, his question or his statement when it was, you know, is... on the question of will Amazon do that, he said the answer almost inevitably is yes, no matter what the question is.
It is mind-boggling. Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of the online tech news site GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Marcy.